Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 4 of the Cannabis Therapy Podcast, your go-to cannabis talk show for news, education, and resources. I'm Jen. I've been in the cannabis consumption industry for about 10 years now. And please make sure to subscribe below. Hit the little subscribe button and then hit the bell so we can turn notifications on.
True that. And I am Earl, and I have been a cannabis entrepreneur. Call that a chondrepreneur or a ganjapreneur for the past 8 years. I've been growing, processing, and retailing. And we are here to learn about cannabis and cannabis products together to get a well-balanced, unbiased understanding about cannabis and cannabis products.
Exactly. And today we're going to teach you how to make cannabis-infused marijuana, or butter. Cannabis-infused butter.
I like cannabis-infused marijuana. Hopefully the marijuana is infused.
I'm really hoping.
But I like it.
THC. And then also we got Snoop Dogg in the house with us, so if you hear a dog, that's not Earl.
Yeah, that's my best friend. My main man. But a lot of people actually want to learn about how to make the butter and make it in a way that it's tasteful as well. So we're going to dig into that.
Yep.
But before we do that, we have a segment about news.
Nug News. Let's get right into it. So who sponsors Nug News for us?
Nug News is sponsored by Tiggity, which is the first cannabis therapy journal where you can actually journal how cannabis products actually affect you so that you can also find those same products based upon the desired effect. So if you're looking for something that helped you sleep or helped you be calm, you can find that based upon your journal.
Is this the ashtray?
It is an ashtray.
Okay.
It is. It's fancy.
It's fancy. I'm not used to these fancy things.
It's good. But go to tiggityapp.com, T-I-G-G-T-Y. There's going to be a little flashy thing that comes up with the same thing, just in case I mess up the website. However, tiggityapp.com, and be one of the first ones to actually get the new launched web-based app. And it's also brought to you by Craft Cannabis Club.
Yes.
The first cannabis club that's geared towards working professionals looking to get into the industry or who are in the industry and love the craft of cannabis. The small batch, the art of cannabis, the artisanalness of cannabis, the flavors.
And it's a super cool space. You just have to go check it out.
You do. And you can go to craftcannabisclub.org. craftcannabisclub.org and submit your inquiry. It is a private club, so submit that. They'll call you down and take a tour and become a member. You will enjoy it. Cool?
Very cool. Let's get right into the news.
All right. So I'm going to start off in Michigan. Attorney General Dana Nelson eyes to tweak recreational marijuana laws in Michigan. This is an article that's in Michigan Live. By all means, we give a little quick 2-minute, 1-minute synopsis of the article, but please take a deep dive on your own. But pretty much what she's saying is that there's some gaps from the way that the recreational law was written and the way that some penalties should happen. What if you violate, for example, you can only grow 12 plants.
Okay.
And it can't be outdoors in a way that people can see it from the public.
Right.
Or what if you are?
What happens?
That's a good point.
Do you get fined?
Do you get a ticket? Because there are some for possession, but necessarily for growing. Say you're growing 24 plants. Now, is that a felony? Or is that a ticket?
Or what if you are doing clones?
Yeah. I mean, what if you're...
At what point is it a plant? Is a seed germinated a plant? Because, you germinate more seeds because not all of them are going
to... Yeah. I mean, to me, I say regulated like hot sauce. If you want to make some hot sauce. If you don't want to make hot sauce, you want to taste someone else's hot sauce, you can. If you want to put it in a retail store, you get a license for that.
Right.
But when you start with all these regulations, it's just, where does it stop?
That, I like that. You can make your own beer at home, but there's no limits to how much beer at home you can make.
Yeah. Because, it's not legalized until it is totally free.
Right. Until you actually have freedom to do what you want with it.
Right. And someone who is over the count should not be risking a felony for what is in the first place is a stupid war. Yeah. A war is something that ends. That is my dog. And that is John's boyfriend playing with my dog. And
they are having a... That is Jen's boyfriend.
Okay. His name is John. I'm sorry. Who knows? Trans... Okay. Sorry. All right. So that's the article. But yes. Okay.
I'm
moving
John.
On. All right. Sorry for the noise. Voters say no to marijuana business across the board today. In Michigan, 3 cities voted.
Oh.
So remind you that cities, even though it's recreational, cities have to opt in or opt out as to if they want marijuana retail stores, grows or process facilities, testing facilities, all that jazz. So a lot of cities opted out. Over 600 cities opted out. But there's something in our law, in the Michigan legislation, a legislator, that says that a ballot initiative can actually override what the city wants. So people can go get a petition.
Okay.
And as long as you get, I believe it's 3% of the vote of the previous year, whatever, you get enough votes to get it onto, or you get enough signatures, you get it on the ballot. And then if you have, then it goes to a vote.
Okay.
So then the people can decide if the city shall opt in or opt out. So three cities did that. One of them is really close to us, is Highland Park.
Highland Park opted out?
Highland Park opted out. They got it on a ballot and it lost. Like 451 to 593.
Oh my God.
So with this being said, I mean, there are a lot of cities opting out. So which means in Michigan, it's just, even though it is legal, technically, there's not going to be a lot of places where you can actually obtain it. Which is going to lead to people going on their own, which hopefully does not lead to a bunch of raids and all this stuff. Because now we're going right back.
You're going right back to where we were.
Yeah.
So. That's insane to me. I'm surprised that they opted out.
Yeah.
Was it like not a very well-known vote? Did people just like not show up?
I mean, only 1,000 people showed up. There's 11,000 residents in Highland Park. So yeah, it's tough. But same, I mean, it's going to be an issue in Michigan getting access because a lot of cities themselves,
what
even
do you
though
think
the
Detroit
state,
would do?
Oh, they're opted in. Yeah, no, it's going down to Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Detroit will have cannabis stores. Don't end that. All right, entrepreneurs weigh in on opportunities with cannabis tourism in Michigan. There's a camp, I believe it's Canna Ventures. They have a campground set up and catered just for marijuana users. So those who are traveling from Texas, Ohio, wherever you're coming, go to there. You can enjoy cannabis and nature. I believe that tourism and a lot of auxiliary products is going to be the key thing.
Yeah,
because
I mean, you look at Colorado and they get a lot of tourists.
Yeah, social lounges, tourism, which brings up the Craft Cannabis Club, places where you can actually consume and not feel like you're just some isolated alien.
Yeah,
where, you know, you got to be in your house or be in your car. You can actually be around like-minded people.
Right.
So that's what a lot of this tourism and also social clubs are going to do as well.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
Cool.
I like it.
Good. All right, moving on. Ooh, this article. GOP lawmaker. GOP stands for General Republic. What is it? General.
I know it's for the Republicans.
But what is it? General Opportunity People. Okay. All right. GOP lawmaker blamed the shootings on marijuana legalization and among others, and she's been asked to resign.
She should resign.
So there were some shootings. I've been in the news. Mm-hmm. Some mass shootings and. She tweeted or Facebooked it about how the reason why that shootings happened was because marijuana was legalized, because there's gay marriage.
Okay, but first of all, isn't weed fully illegal in Ohio? It's not even, are they medical?
It's medical.
Oh, it's medical, okay.
It's medical. It's not recreational, it's medical.
Okay. But still, I mean, insane.
I mean, the person to blame is the person who done it. No. Yeah, you can't pass responsibility.
Right.
One thing about responsibility, you can't pass, you gotta take it. Everybody needs to go ahead and end their sentences on why they think something happened because I did this because I felt like this. Or, you know what, I'm a teacher. You may not agree with the textbooks, but you're teaching it because I want to keep my job. So you still got to take responsibility for what you're doing. Everyone should just end their sentences with because I, and stop trying to blame other things for that guy did that because he had his own agenda.
Right.
It's no one else's fault. Nothing to do with marijuana. Nothing to do with gay, same-sex marriage. I mean, just come on,
it's
man.
Insanity.
And this is what our lawmakers say. Come on, man.
She should absolutely step down. I agree.
Retardedness. I'm sorry. All right. That's retardedness. Whackness.
Whackness. Thank you.
Louisiana patients finally get their medical marijuana. It's a little deceiving.
Is it?
So, South is slowly but surely getting medical marijuana up and going. They're going to be some of the last states to do it. Missouri, stuff like that. So, how they do medical marijuana in Louisiana, they have 9 pharmacies in the entire state. 9 pharmacies that's going to serve medical marijuana. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean,
that's not going to happen. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what.
And then you're still arresting people. So
yeah.
Read the article. Congratulations to Louisiana. At least you have some access to marijuana. But come on, we can do better than that.
We can do way better than that.
All right. That's it for that segment.
All right, and let's go right into the main topic, how to make marijuana-infused butter.
A.K.A. canna butter.
Or Hulk butter. I've heard of Hulk butter.
You heard of Hulk butter? Is that because of Hulk? No? Semen? No?
No. Because some people call it Hulk butter, because it's green.
Really? Oh, okay. Noted. Did not know that. All right, anyways. But please do subscribe to our channel. I got to say this for y'all. If you subscribe, then I have to keep saying it. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Campus Therapy Network. All right. On to the main topic. All
right. Right away. So what materials are needed to make canned butter?
Butter. 2 sticks of butter at least.
At least, I would say so.
If you get a big pound of butter, comes in like a block, that's actually 4 sticks. So technically,
okay.
I would get a pound of butter. And the ratio that I like is 1 ounce per pound.
Okay.
Which is a half ounce for two
that's
sticks.
That's how I do it, yep.
Right. So you got your ounce of material, which could be hand trim or bud and flour or a mixture of both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you get really cool and actually make kind specific butter. So if you got OG Kush, you can make an OG Kush butter.
And then you can make OG cookies.
Oh, that was a good one. That was
really
good.
Did you think of that? I did.
Did you?
Just
right
now.
I like that. OG cookies.
cookie you can use that. First idea is for you.
Gobble. Okay. The next one, 9-pound hammer. So, because some of these actually could affect you differently.
Right.
True that. Even though it's in the edible form, you're still extracting the cannabinoids, the terpenes, all that, the whole flavor profile. So you could actually eat based upon the effect that you want. So if you could separate the kinds, do that.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, you need an ounce of material. Really, the cookware is pretty simple.
Yeah, so you need something
some
to cook
pot.
In.
Yeah, crock pot.
You could use a crock pot. You could use this on the stove on low.
Yeah. You're going to need a strainer. You can use cheesecloth. You can put that within the strainer to make it real, real fine. Because if you get a lot more, you can use just the strainer itself. It's all good, but just some of the plant material.
It'll
make it straight
yeah.
into the butter. And it's up to you if you want to be chewing on an OG cookie and get a little green. But it's all good. Chlorophyll. It's all good. Protein. Call it a day. And then a grinder or a blender.
Earl likes to use blenders.
Yes.
I slow it out
and
use a grinder that's half this size.
I grab like a Ninja or some kind of a smoothie blender, whatever
yeah.
it is. Take your ounce, put it in there, and blend it up. And then also we have water.
Water. 2 cups?
Water?
Per
2 cups
four
of
sticks.
Water. 2 cups of hot water. Noted.
I would say 1 cup if you're doing 2 sticks, right?
2 cups for 2 sticks.
Oh, four cups.
For a pound, which is 4 sticks.
So 1 cup per stick?
Yes.
Half cup per stick.
Okay, cool. All right. How to do it. So you take your herb, you grind it up. Okay, bzz, bzz, bzz. We got that. We have
you
some
want it
images
to be like
of grinders.
Chunky like this.
Now, when you take that grounded herb, I would then put that herb into your pan like this. And you want to put this pan and the herb in the oven for 30 minutes. At least 240 degrees.
Just the herb.
Just the herb.
Because that's decarbing.
And you are decarboxylating it, aka decarbon.
I can't say the whole word.
Which what that means is you're activating the THC. Because usually when you smoke it, you're decarboning it at that point in time because of the hot temperature. You're not smoking it, you're eating it, so therefore you still need to heat it, need to activate it. Some people don't do that, they actually put it still. In the crock pot, because it's going to be in a crock pot for a couple hours anyway.
Right.
It still gets active, but it really is more potent if you decarb before. Okay? But you don't have to, but I do.
I do.
Okay. So after you decarb it for 30 minutes, you're going to take that out of the oven. And then what's our next step here? And we got slides here. You go to cannabistherapynetwork.org and to the resource page, and you get the whole recipe right there. No matter how much we try to butcher this or anything,
it's all there.
It's all good. So after you do that, after you grounded it. Okay. After you do that, now you're going to heat your butter up. Okay. You can heat that in the saucepan, same pan as this here.
Okay. Without the weed?
I do it without the weed.
So you melt the butter
in a separate pan.
And then you put it like into where you were decarbing.
Yes.
Okay.
If you wanted to put it in where you decarbed, it's not, that big of a issue. But I have another pan like this, take my pound of butter in there, just got it on heat warm, getting the butter to be nice and melted. I don't use the microwave. Use the oven. Okay. The stove top.
Okay.
And then you add your wheat into that. Okay. Now, if this is a crock pot, you could have put the crock pot on low. Okay.
Right.
So this is actually inside the oven. You're taking this out, and then the crock pot's already warm with the butter inside of it.
Melting. That makes sense. Already.
So then I'm adding this to my crock pot with already melted butter. Okay. And then from there, I'm going to swish it around, you know, quite a bit, get all my leaves, matter, agitated.
So, like, this is on the stovetop with the butter and the weed.
So right now I transferred from the pan. I emptied my cannabis into the crock pot.
Okay.
And the crock pot has
okay.
the weed and the butter.
Okay.
And then in that crock pot that I'm going to keep on a warm setting, keep it on warm. I'm just going to keep swishing around. I'm going to agitate it a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to knock off some of the crystals, which is, has all the cannabinoids, the terpenes, the flavonoids. Knock it out. Knock it out. And you can even take one of those cake things. Oh, my goodness. The batter maker, batter twisters. What is it called? A cake maker. John, what is it called?
Mixer.
Yeah, the cake mixer. Oh, my goodness. Okay, whatever.
Call it a mixer maker. With, like... Yeah,
that or you can do it by hand, whatever it is. All right.
Mixer's so a little easier.
And then I put my lid on top of my crock pot. Okay, so say it's a crock pot. And then I let it sit for 8 hours.
You don't mix it any time in between, you just let it sit for 8 hours?
Right. Now you can add your 4 cups of water before you...
Okay.
But I just let it sit for 8 hours.
Okay.
What do you do? Anything in particular I'm missing in between those steps?
No, I think you got it. I think I usually use this, but I keep it on the stovetop and I just kind of watch it.
Oh, yeah? I like the crock pot because I know the temperature.
I like the idea of doing the crock pot.
But, I mean, you don't even have to get a crock pot. You could have just used this.
But most people have crock pots, so.
Yeah, I like that. Once you've done that, you take it now off the stovetop, if you use a stovetop, or
right.
you're taking it out of the crock pot. Now, this is the messy part.
Yeah.
So you're going to take your cheesecloth, and you're going to end up pouring the crock pot butter mixed up with the herb through the cheesecloth.
So maybe do it with a friend.
You could do it with a friend.
I think you would invite your friend over to help you.
You could.
Because I think that would be really hard. Because the crock pots are kind of big. You know, it's like,
The other option is to slowly would do it. You have another scooper. Use a bowl.
I feel like that would be a little easier
so
if you're by yourself.
You took a bowl.
Well, this is an excuse to have a friend over.
It is. A crock pot cooking friend thingy.
You gotta hang out with each other for like 8 hours while it cooks, but...
So once that's done, and then you gotta strain it, and then you're gonna pick it up, and you're just gonna squeeze it all out, okay? And then you're gonna repeat that until you're done straining it.
Right.
And then once you're done straining it, you're gonna have pretty much like a greenish, Hulk-looking butter. Mm-hmm. And you put that in the fridge and let it solidify. And then after you let it solidify overnight, or really another 8 hours, then you can start cutting it up in your
So when you do it with the crock pot, and you add the water in with the crock pot and everything, does that all evaporate off? Or do you have to separate the water afterwards?
Afterwards. So okay. the water,
So when you put
separate.
It in the fridge, it'll separate.
They're going to separate.
The water will be on the bottom.
Water's going to be at the bottom, and then it's going to be a thick layer, almost like a lava, like a cake, I'm almost thinking.
Okay.
Like a multi-layer cake. You got the icing on the bottom, and then it's the cake right there.
Oh, you freeze it.
I'm actually want some cake now. So then you can easily take the butter out.
Right.
Because the water's at the bottom of it. And then you put that into your desired container.
That makes sense.
And cut it up. Some things you could do with butter.
Yeah. You can make cookies.
True.
That's how I make my cookies, is I use whatever the recipe says, half of it is canned butter, half of it is normal butter. Just because I don't want to, like, you know, they make them really strong.
Yeah. So any kind of baking recipe?
Anything. So I think I did it before with cake.
Nice.
Or maybe that was oil. I don't remember.
Well, yeah.
Either one.
There's vegan butter now, too. So, I mean.
I was going to ask you if you, like, because you don't.
I like oil.
Right.
Olive oil. There's a lot of oil is a little bit more multi-purpose.
Yeah.
Multi-versatile.
But butter's good when you want to, like, be not vegan and pick out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like me.
Or you just plant-based butter.
Yeah.
I believe margarine is actually not even butter.
Margin is oil solidified.
Yeah.
Essentially. It's like vegetable oil.
They should have called it something else besides margin.
Yeah,
margin
no.
doesn't sound, it doesn't
not
sound
at all. Like maybe solidified vegetable oil.
Yeah, exactly what it is. Like, okay, anyways, I'm not the brand coordinator of margin or anything. But,
He's just shitting on margin so bad.
Sorry. I don't really eat butter, but I imagine you can. Can you rub butter on you, like lotion?
I recommend putting butter on your skin. I feel like it would clog your pores.
Valentine's Day, rub butter on.
No. Again, oil. Olive oil is much better.
Okay. We got muffins, banana bread, mac and cheese. So a lot of food recipes that add butter. So pretty much anything that calls for butter. I mean,
replace it with?
Your toast. You know, wake up in the morning, you got some toast, put some butter on it.
If you like that taste, see, I think it's like a little strong.
Yeah.
That's why even with my cookies, I do half and half.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing about the taste, if you do not like that, the taste can get very distinct between the cookies. A way to hide that taste would be instead of taking an ounce of flour, you actually would take about 7 to 14 grams of hash.
Oh.
Or keef. So you take that, you still decarb it. You can decarb the hash or the keef. And then you take that keef, you add that to the butter. Same process, you mix it around. But you also get to skip a step. You don't have to strain.
Because it just kind of like...
It's all... Because the keef is
It's so thin.
Check out our episode on how to make sif or dry hash. You can take that sif and you can skip the whole strain scenario.
Right.
And then you're good. So that... Or you can add wax or shatter. Any kind of concentrate
that's gonna like dissolve into the water.
Yes, you can substitute any concentrate for the flour, because pretty much you're just extracting the trichomes off the flour anyway.
Right.
So that's what it is. Pasta sauces. So yeah. So pretty much, it's very for those who don't want to smoke.
So if you want to have like a nice dinner, have your friends over. Don't tell them you spiked everything with can of butter. They'll never know.
Until about an hour later.
They'll never know until an hour later. But like they're gonna be like, oh man, this food is so good. And then in about an hour, they're gonna be like, man, I want some more of that food. And we'll be like, no.
Man, we had what do you call it when you first move into somewhere?
Like a housewarming.
Housewarming party. When I moved into Royal Oak, I had a nice housewarming party. My wife's stepfather made a pizza, marijuana infused pizza with butter. But this is a party. I mean, it's a private party. He brings in his pizza. I mean, people are smoking, drinking, and people are hungry.
Right.
People just started eating the pizza. And he didn't say anything about the fact that the pizza was infused. Man, there was people just sitting on the couch like this for just hours. I mean, people were out for the count. I mean, it's funny now in hindsight, but back then it was like, oh my God, all these people are just watch out for the pizza. And everybody, but people laughed about it the next day when they were still high. But yeah. Be careful with your butter.
I love that. And oh my God.
Yeah. Well, that's it for that segment.
All right, now let's get into some pro tips.
So key takeaways. Pro tips.
He was like waiting to yell key takeaways. What are some pro tips you have for making a can of butter?
My pro tip, actually, I gave it away a little bit earlier about a way that you can skip the whole strain, because the strain does get messy.
Yeah.
Is to actually try to get a hold of a concentrate. But even if you did have loose flour, say you had trim or whatever that flour is, watch our How to Make Dry Sif episode.
Yeah.
Buy some dry ice, take that flour, put it within a t-shirt, and just shake it over a glass mirror or a solid counter. Shake it for about 10 minutes. Take a break. Yeah. No, 60 seconds here, take a break. 60 seconds here, take a break. And then take that away and then scoop that up in that keef, that dry sif. You can then add that. So you already knocked off all the trichomes off that flour. So that way it won't taste as weedy. And you can really enjoy some of the recipes that you're trying to make. So that's my pro tip.
I like that pro tip.
Thank you. What's
yours?
That's
a good pro tip. I also gave my pro tip away by saying have a friend.
We see how much research Jen put into this pro tip here. It's all good. Key takeaways. No, key takeaways. We're moving on. Key token takeaways. I'm a toke. I need a lighter. Did I pocket the lighter? So, magically.
The lighter has grown and gotten pinker.
She just reached out to some invisible person. All right. So, token takeaway, I would say, watch your dosing with your butter. Try to be consistent with your recipe. So if you are using an ounce, try to get it from the same source.
Okay.
So when you do take a tablespoon or a teaspoon of that butter, less is more. Take a little bit of it, see where you are, and actually try to use it from a therapeutic point of view. Like, you just take a little bit of butter, maybe it can help with your anxiety, it can help you sleep, even if it, your last, you know, if you're late night snacking. Put a little bit of butter on it, it's gonna help you sleep, you know?
Yeah.
So, but don't put too much, because then you're gonna wake back up and eat some more.
Yeah.
Snacking.
So a little bit goes a long way, though.
Your token takeaway.
So my token takeaway, I had a good one. I totally just blanked when I wanted to say that to you.
It's okay. It's all good. I'm just gonna stare at you.
Try new things, because when you're experimenting with making cannabis infused products, I started off with using butter for everything, and I gotta say, melting butter with chocolate is disgusting.
Ooh.
It was really gross.
Noted.
But using oil worked a lot better, and then I also found even the difference between using like vegetable oil and olive oil. It was a huge difference in how the product actually tasted. So just make sure, you know, try butter and see if it works. And if it doesn't, just know there's other options out there.
And try a plant-based butter. Honestly, you can barely tell the difference. And it's better on your digestive system, especially if you try and use this from a therapeutic. Use plant butter, use a plant, bring them together. Plant power.
I like that.
Boom. All right. So please, again, subscribe to us on YouTube if you have not yet. Share us with a friend.
Like the video if you like it. Give us a little thumbs up. That helps.
Yeah, and keep your thumbs down to yourself.
We don't want them.
And then share it. Please, yes. Help us build our audience. And we're going to do a contest. The person that can help do the most shares, we're going to have a special prize for that person.
I like that.
How are we going to do that? We're going to make that up as we go. But the more that you do that, the more we're going to
We can tell.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can trace that. Yeah. Share. Let us know who you shared with.
Mm-hmm.
We keep a count. There is a special gift, especially if you live in Michigan and you're in the Detroit area. You're good. And if not, whatever we can ship to you legally, we will. Food saver. No, that's it. We're good.
All right. Thanks, guys. Please make sure to subscribe. We'll see you next week.